And our last speaker will be
Jakub Poczepski.
Thank you. Well, unfortunately, my Spanish co-authors, Miguel Angel Martin, Carlos Garcia Gutierrez, and Miguel Reyes couldn't come, so I will be talking for all of us. So the outline here is what's the origin of the textual triangle? Where this thing came from? Is the sand silt clay the best for the pivot transfer purposes? Then we're looking at entropy-based representation of particle size distribution, the data set, and the point is, okay, can we replace sand silt clay triplet with other textural triplets? There will be two examples on the reconstruction of cumulative particle size distribution and prediction of mean bulk density. So this is an anniversary year. 50 years ago, Soil Science Society of America set a committee for considerations of common particle size scale of earthy materials. And there is a paper on this one, which was published exactly 50 years ago. And since some conclusions were important, I took the liberty just to write them. What they found? They found that the current system of particle size boundaries arose due to geographic accident. They said that there is no narrowly definable natural particle size boundaries that would be equally significant in soil materials. They stated that for several reasons, the scale based on 1 millimeter with subdivisions of 0.3, 0.1 would seem to be ideal, but it can be used because already a system was in place. So what were the factors that actually affected the particle size limits we have now, sand, silt, clay? The factors were, first was actual pivot transfer. It's interesting because the boundaries for the silt were selected from the limited studies of correlation derived for the available water content. A small number of samples, and you have available water content correlated with silt. That's how the silt boundary came from. Another reason was the operational use. The boundaries for clays were moved from 0.05 centimillimeters, 0.2 in 1937, simply because the soil surveyors in the field tend to consider 0.002 and 0.005 fraction as a silt. That's the way they feel it. And hydrologic behavior. There was a remarkable paper of Twarakawi in 2010, and he demonstrated that soils are not really classified well from the hydrologic standpoint if USDA textural fractions of sand, silt, and clay are used. So then, if we look at this one, the objective is consider two applications of soil textural data given in the form of three textural fractions. So we'll be looking at generating detailed particle size distribution from the limited number of fractions, only three triplets, and we'll be looking at relating soil packing density to the particle size distribution. So both applications were developed with the fraction sand, silt, and clay. But the hypothesis to test was that better results may be obtained in both applications with textural triplets other than sand, silt, and clay as we know them now. So the data set was, US case study, it's a misprint. So it's about 6,000 samples were selected, mostly textured, but there is some fine textural soils too. And the information entropy was used as a heterogeneity measure. So information entropy is just a sum of probabilities multiplied by the logs of probabilities. And if you have K3 and PI as a textural fractions used by the textural triplet, for example, 30%, 0.3 will be 30% percent, and let's say 60% will be 0.6 of silt, and 0.1 of the clay. So then, two things here. Assume that the heterogeneity is preserved. One goes to the finer scales, so that you use iterated functions to arrive to the particle size fractions at the finer size intervals. And another thing is, okay, assume that heterogeneity is actually reflected in particle packing, and we'll look at the dependence of the bulk density on the entropy. So this representation of the textural triangle, whatever we select, will be used to look at these two applications. So this is this data set we're dealing with, and the standard textural triangle will be, okay, clay, silt, sand at the left side. So basically everything is skewed to the clays. But if you will use another textural triangle, if you will do coarse, intermediate, and fine, in your coarse will be very coarse sand plus coarse sand plus medium sand, but no fine sand. Follows fine sand and very fine sand will go into intermediate, and your fine will be silt and clay. So what will happen in this case? One interesting thing happens that you have much better coverage of this right side textural triangle with the experimental points. So you have much better representation of the data set. Now this is a table which shows the percentages of samples with simulated at measured particle size distributions that are not different at 0.05 significant level. So there it's a color-coded thing. So if you have something green, then it works well. The textural triangle will work well. If it is blue or kind of reddish, no, it won't. So if you look first at all samples, the right column, and we go to these textural triplets. So the first textural triplet is what? Coarse is very coarse sand. Intermediate is coarse sand. And fine is all the sand and silt and clay. And it goes this way down up to the textural triangle, which we actually haven't used, which is the sand, silt, clay. For the old samples, sand, silt, clay is really very bad. And the good actual triangles are if you have very fine sand as a separate fraction, which is intermediate one, and then you have clay, or if you go to the way that your very fine sand and silt, you combine them in one intermediate fraction, and then you have clay separate. So results appear to be much better. In, of course, reproduction of this particle size distribution at the finer scale. Now, let's go to the bulk density. We take the range of the information entropy, divide it by 10 in this particular case, and we have 10 intervals. And if we look at the textual triangle, which is above the left panel, so we have very fine sand and coarse sand as a coarse, medium sand, fine sand, very fine sand as an intermediate, and silt plus clay as fine, then we have a fairly decent dependence of this average information entropy and average bulk density. If you do the same thing for the silt, sand, silt, clay, then basically you don't have any dependence. It's just a mess. So changing one triangle to another brings you to quite different results. So if you look at this, the coefficients of the determination coefficients of the regressions, and it's again color-coded, so the green stuff is good and bluish and other are bad. Then the textual triangle we have now is actually the worst one. And much better are the textual triangles which actually divide coarse, which combine clay and silt in one. So what this comes from? One thing is, this is a very typical thing. If you take just a particle size distribution and plot it in the axis which are drawn here, you would see that literature shows that it's actually the two linear pieces, or almost linear, and the break point is somewhere where we have end of the sand, of the fine sand. So the very fine sand actually is at another scaling part of this one. So that might be one of the reasons. Now, information entropy computed for different triplets reflected the effect of soil texture on particle packing. So in one case, we would have these correlations between the information entropy and packing. In another case, we won't. And if we go to the older work of Asselin and Roal, it was 1997, I think, yeah, and Martin, you will see how this thing may work from the point of physics point of view. Now, the best triplets were different for deconstruction of particle size distribution and for finding relationships between information entropy and bulk density with some. What may happen here, we actually may see the difference between fragmentation and sedimentation processes. Because fragmentations will create you the particle size distribution, but the relationship between bulk density and entropy may reflect sedimentation. Now, usability of triplets other than standard one indicates the opportunity of more efficient use of existing results of textural analysis. We have tons of data on different fractions of sand, but we never use them. We basically just combine them in one sand, and then it goes into pin transfer business. And the utility of textual fraction different from traditional ones appears to have an application in development of pin transfer functions. And what may happen, really, it's just an educated guess, that if we take the continuous particle size distribution obtained from, let's say, laser analysis, and we begin move boundaries between the three fractions, we may have these moving boundaries as additional parameters of pin transfer functions, which may actually work. So the conclusions basically are here. So consideration of textural fraction boundaries as parameters that can be task and data set specific can provide additional insights on the role of texture in soil function ecological soils. Thank you. Say it again? The one thing which can be done, if you have the results of the laser analysis, so we have actual continuous particle size distribution. If you want to go into traditional way, we just take this distribution, divide it according to the sizes that we know. Okay, here's the sand, and next one with the silt will be clean. And then we use build regressions or whatever we want to do, artificial neural nets, anything. But what you can do, you can say, okay, I want to use a triplet, so I can zoo the sand, zoo the silt, and zoo the clay, but I'm going to move boundaries. So my sand will not end at, let's say, at 0.06, but it will send, let's say, at 100. And the same may happen for silt boundary. So if we will use these boundaries between the coarse, intermediate, and fine fractions as additional parameters, we may be better off. That's the idea. This is the bulk density of the undisturbed sample, so on which the hydraulic conductivity is measured and other things.
Other questions? Yes, please.
Thank you for the presentation. I just wanted to find out on your recommendation, do we need to throw out the current methodology or the comparison? Or I didn't get it clear from your side. Thank you.
A recommendation is this, really. If you have the results of textural analysis which are more detailed than just sand, silt, and clay. Say, in the Belgian system, you have 9 fractions. And in French system, you have 4 more fractions still. So there are countries which have more fractions. United States has 7 fractions, really. So if you have this information, and you want to build some kind of peer transfer dependence for your purposes, and your purposes may be not necessarily water retention or hydraulic conductivity. Your purpose may be something related to heat or anything. Try to use different combinations of the fractions that you know into arguments of Peter transfer functions. That's it.
Thank you.
This was our last presentation, so we adjourn this session. We'll have the student competition in this room this afternoon, and I also want to invite everybody to the business meeting tomorrow. It's at noon in Ballroom F at the Marriott Hotel. Thank you.